When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it, it's Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal. Time for a Jock Doc Wednesday with Nebraska Orthopedic Center. Dr. Brandon Seifert's with us. Dr. Brandon, you got your green jacket handy?
The green jacket is ready. It's hard to make that transition, though, after such great basketball the last couple of weeks. Kind of in a little basketball withdrawal, I think.
Well, it's a little easier whenever you see the kind of weather we've had in Lincoln this week. I know you're spending a little bit of time of your workday outside. I'm jealous. But with this weather, it does finally start to feel like Masters weather.
Yeah, it really does. I was just thinking about that yesterday, thinking about how awesome it is. Of course, it usually is not awesome here. And then you look, watch the TV, you're like, wow, I'm going to transport myself down there.
You know, we have all made that purchase for the extra large HD TV, so we feel like we're in Augusta. I mean, it's just HD 4K, 5K beauty. We'll stick with the green theme. Two teams donned in plenty of green when it comes to payroll and uni colors. The Celtics and the Bucks in action last night. A big time scare, Dr. Brandon, for our topic today. And that's the Greek freak. Giannis had to be helped off by his mates. At first, he thought it was a left Achilles tear. Not the case, but it was a left calf strain, something fierce. And Dr. Brandon, let's spend a minute here on that fine line between Achilles and what feels like an Achilles that's truly a calf strain.
Yeah, absolutely. And so these are quite common. And fortunately, I see these more in our younger athletes. So as you know, you don't have to go through kind of the big ordeal of the whole Achilles issue. But we do see these a lot. And typically where we see them is, as you think about that Achilles anatomy, we've talked about this before the show. So obviously Achilles tendon hooks into the back part of your heel, your calcaneus, really thick kind of tendinous structure. And then as you travel up that Achilles, it basically transitions into the muscles that it supports. And so there's kind of two main muscle structures there. You think of your calf muscles, which is composed of kind of the inside-outside version. So the gastric medius would be the muscle groups. We have the medial, the inside, and the lateral version of that. Then you also have the soleus underneath of that. And it all comes together in this confluence to form the Achilles. And so where we see most of the damage occur is that Achilles comes up off of the heel of the calcaneus, and it starts to mesh and fan out into the muscular portion. And that junction there is kind of the weak spot, if you will. It's called the musculotendinous junction, where that tendon's starting to mesh into the muscle. And that typically is where we see most of these injuries in our young athletes, as opposed to like kind of that straight-on, you know, tear right through the Achilles tendon itself. And so what happens here is that kind of those fibers of the muscle starts to peel away a little bit from the tendinous structure. You still have that whole structure still attached and intact, but you've got these kind of areas where it's kind of pulled away. And that's where you typically will have the diagnosis of like a calf strain. But kind of two different things, you know, there's the calf strain, which is purely kind of in the muscle itself, is typically how I think of like a traditional calf strain. And then there's this injury where basically the tendinous portion of that Achilles bonds with the muscle. And that's kind of a different area. And I think it's important because the generic kind of calf strain, more muscular piece, I think tends to heal faster as opposed to kind of where that Achilles comes into the muscle itself. It's kind of two different areas. I think the recovery is a bit different. And I think the recovery in terms of the rehab part is a bit different too.
Dr. Brin, I think everyone kind of went to the Achilles because it's been the, this sounds wrong to say, but it's been the flavor of the day in sports injuries for about the past 6 months, from Aaron Rodgers, Dre Greenlaw, Quan Alexander, Kirk Cousins. Just feel like everyone's been tearing an Achilles left and right. And is there any reason for that? Is there any changes that you've seen recently in how athletes are getting themselves ready for a season? Or am I just crazy here? Is this a normal amount of Achilles tears that we've had within the past about 6 months?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I haven't seen kind of those overall statistics that are out there, whether there's kind of an uptick in this. I wouldn't say that I've seen an uptick kind of here locally in our sports community. You know, nationally, some of it, you know, definitely goes with, if it's somebody that's really kind of well-known that has this injury, then obviously we all know about it. And it might just be that it's impacted more of the kind of starting lineup people. But I wonder if it's also, you know, had an impact on those that aren't in the starting lineup, right? And changed those trends. So I don't know the answer. That's a good question. You know, it'd be hard to put something physiologically in there in terms of why are we seeing more here, unless we maybe have some deeper insight info about, hey, are we using some different supplements? Is there perhaps maybe a different weight training program that these folks are on that might be lending itself to that? And could it even be, what's going on with kind of the training and rest phase program that these folks are doing, and could that be part of it? So you kind of look at those three areas. We've talked before about, you know, some things that predispose patients to, especially young athletes, injuries to the Achilles, and that's kind of some medications. Like, for example, there's a group of antibiotics you can use called fluoroquinolones. The most common one of those is called ciprofloxacin or Cipro. And that can actually cause some weakening kind of where the tendon hooks into the bone, and we'll see actually an increased rate of Achilles injuries, tendon injuries, while being on that medicine. So we do have to be careful with that. I haven't got any history that, you know, he was on that, but that is something to think of or keep in mind in these scenarios.
Dr. Brandon Seifert's with us at Jock Doc Wednesday, Nebraska Orthopedic Center. We're talking Giannis and this calf strain. Dr. Brandon, let's talk return to play. The Bucks are the 2 seed in the East, 3 games remaining in the regular season. And, you know, what is a fair turnaround for somebody as, you know, well-built and in shape as Giannis? That, I mean, it could be dicey, I guess, is what I'm getting to, if he's not full strength and back in the flow of things here for this first round.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially that first round that's, you know, just around the corner. So, you know, the issue there would be right away with these, typically depending on how sore they are, we'll put them into a walking boot. So they're in the walking boot just to rest during the day. You want to definitely get them started into an early kind of stretching and kind of a muscular firing kind of protocol. Just so they don't get so stiff. And so he's already kind of hitting that protocol. And then usually they're out of the boot within a week or two. Again, it all depends on the severity of this, which they didn't necessarily say. Since it took him to the level of an MRI, you might wonder if maybe this is more significant for him. So maybe he's looking at anywhere from a 4 to 6 week return. But they really try to push the envelope. Maybe he's back in 2 to 3 weeks, which is, you know, pushing pretty hard. But again, without seeing that MRI scan, it's a bit speculative at this point. But I do think that, you know, in the next 6 week window is very reasonable.
What about re-injury probability if he comes back too quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for these, that's really a big risk, and a lot like kind of the hamstring injury as well. It's really kind of pretty easy to retweak these. And again, the kind of retweak that you have is kind of on a spectrum where a little retweak, feel good in a day or two, you're kind of back. Versus you can have another kind of almost full-blown event where it knocks you out for another 4 to 6 weeks. So that's really hard, especially, again, when you're really pushing the envelope. Because he said, what's kind of a normal time change to recover where you have plenty of time to get better, not having to worry about rushing back? Maybe it's the off-season. Maybe this is somebody you hold out for 8 to 12 weeks.
So, Dr. Brandon, to wrap here about 30 seconds, this doesn't seem to be an injury where you can just do some pain prevention methods. You can't do any shots to that area and get a guy ready to play with that re-injury risk?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to use any steroids here. You could think about something a little experimental. We talked a lot about using the PRPs and the stem cells. It might be something they might put on the table for him, especially if it's an early return scenario. Especially playoffs around the corner, that might be something you would consider. Not amazing data on that yet, utilizing those, but at that level, they do tend to use a lot of that kind of stuff. We call it biologics.
Dr. Brandon, we'll check in next week. Thanks for a few minutes.
Okay, fellas. Y'all take care.
Good to hear from Dr. Brandon. Tiger Shark Divers says, Dr. Brandon, please fix Elijah.